Good evening, everybody. This is David Noble, and welcome to tonight's Radio Radio Talk. A very special edition tonight. We're broadcasting live from Old Moray House in Edinburgh. And SCISA, is you, an organisation that many of you will be familiar with, have organised for a delegation of leading educationalists from India to come over to Scotland for a study visit. So all we're going to do is just find out a little bit more about our guests to the country and about their backgrounds, what their hopes are for their time in Scotland, and maybe get a flavour of some of the trends or some of the issues that are present elsewhere in the world beyond a small country of ours. So I'd just like to start off by asking my colleague on my left to just introduce himself, and then we'll just go around the table.
Anthony and Jay. I'm an organisation called Save Children India. It is a technical support agency for this technical cooperation fund that is being established by the European Union for Government of India. And the project is titled International Best Practices Exchange Leading to Innovation in SSA, which is a Government of India program for elementary education. And this particular visit is as part of this international exchange best practices and see how we can take forward the learnings from Scotland, the process that has been followed in Scotland, mm-hmm. and how we can modify and contextualize the learnings in India and improve our own educational system for the betterment of our children.
Thanks very much.
I am Rakesh Kamar. I come from a smaller state of India in terms of population. It's 6.8 million and it's in the north of the country. I am looking after policy and planning at the state level. So visit here is to just see how Scotland is handling some of the policy issues here, because the context may be totally different, but the issues underpinning the challenges in education seem to be quite similar, and Scotland has been handling some of these through various leadership development programs, and the school leadership program is quite an interesting thing that is happening here. So we want to look at that and see what we can learn from it.
Hello, I'm Kashyapi Avasthi. I'm working with the National University of Educational Planning and Policy Making, and this university supports the Ministry of Human Resource Development in the area of policy planning and administration in the entire education system, right from pre-primary to higher education. And we have different departments that work in the different aspects of the policy planning in the country. And I'm from the Department of School Education and presently work in the area of school leadership. And since Scotland has worked extensively in this area, right from research to building of standards and leadership development program, I think would be a good experience to begin with the school leadership program in our country, and I'm here to learn the best of the country and look forward to the implications that we have to our country.
Hello, I'm Madhana Galundia. I have come from Rajasthan, a western state in India, which I think is the biggest state in India, so far as the area is concerned. The state is known for its desert, its castles, palaces, and it's a very world-famed tourist place. I work with the State Institute of Education, Research and Training, which is situated in Udaipur, which is also a very beautiful tourist place. Our institute works with the elementary education, and the main the functions which our institute is carrying on is the development of textbooks, development of curriculum, then training modules, different sorts of trainings, then a teacher including teacher in service and trainings, then pre-service trainings, trainings on different subjects, all for elementary level education. And there are different cells in our institute. I am working in curriculum and evaluation department, and the government has selected me and sent here just to share and to see what is going on in Scotland Education Department, so that we can learn the best which is there in Scotland education system and do something good for our state. Thank you. Thank you.
I am Ghanshyam Kapoor. I am from Himachal Pradesh, Hilly State. I am thankful to my state government and Save the Children for giving me this opportunity to visit this beautiful country. And I am one of the members of team members from Himachal Pradesh and hope we learn a lot from here and do something in our state to improve the quality of our education.
Myself, Vipul Mehta. I'm from the state of Mahatma Gandhi, working as a senior lecturer in one of the training institutes, working under GCRT. And basically, I'm a root level worker in the field of teacher education. And I'm also working as a science advisor at the district level. Thank you.
Just before we move on, I suppose I better make it clear to listeners that this tonight's broadcast is nearly live, not quite live. So I'll say, as ever with these types of shows, that if you've got a question or a comment to make on what you hear, then you can just post your text onto Twitter just using the hashtag EduTalk, and we'll pick that up. Or you can use the more conventional method and email EduTalker, that's EduTalker. At hotmail.co.uk, and I'll certainly ensure that any questions or comments are passed on to Graham Thompson and posed or handed over to our delegation from India during our stay, and we'll make sure that you get a reply. Maybe bring Graham in at this point. I think it's interesting what we've heard with everybody giving their introductions, talking about things like standards, educational leadership, and service training for teachers. It seems to go across so many of the issues and the themes in Scottish education. Just ask our colleagues again from India, what are the big pressures at the moment? And I assume that it's very different across the country, but within school education, what do you see as the major pressures or the areas within the systems that really need to change? I just feel free to do that.
Yeah, as you have yourselves commented, that in terms of diversity, the pressures are so different in different parts of the country, but we can list down some of the common things. One is bringing children to school, so access is one issue. Then retention of all those who come to school so that they don't drop out of the schooling system and complete at least 8 years of schooling, that is, as you call here, P1 to P7, so it's P1 to P7 and through to S1. Mm-hmm. So that 8 year of compulsory schooling is there. And the next bigger challenge is to, once the students are in the school, that to see that they're learning and their learning levels are up to the standards that one would expect them to be. So in that sense, the whole of the implementation of a leadership program becomes important and assumes significance, because that cuts across all these things. So as a leader of the school, a head teacher would look not only at access and retention, but building those practices into the system which lead to continuous improvement as a team leader and co-worker with other teachers, and also going to see that these standards which are there, which we are talking about, that they should be set up in a very formal kind of a way. And then how to go about improving the quality of education against those standards. So these are the challenges with which we are dealing with right at the moment. So we would want to have the international things which are happening to improve all this, because in Scotland the scale may be different, but as we have been understanding it in the last couple of days that we are here, that the issues here are also quite similar in a very different way, but the undercurrent is quite similar. You also have special groups or special deprived sections of population or some very special children who need a very different type of care. So in that sense, you are also grappling with situation like this, and the standards, review of standards and improvement of those standards which have been set up, the debate is going on here also. So in that sense, it is very interesting to interact and to know where to move forward from this standpoint.
Just add to what he mentioned, apart from the excess or the way the different issues or challenges are emerging, it's the scale that we have in our country is also a major challenge, adding to the challenge of excess and the diversity that we have in our country, whether it's geographical diversity, whether it's diversity in terms of the type of management of education across the country. And although in the center or at the state level, we may have policies or structures in place, but because of the diverse and the contextual needs that differ from one place to another, right from the hilly terrain in the north to the coastal areas in the south or the deserts in the west to the northeastern blocks. I mean, there are a lot of challenges as a result of these diversities that come to the Indian government. And there comes the role of a school leader who, being in that very place, understands the contextual needs of the people, of the community that resides there. And if somewhere we all of us together felt that if school leadership is something that emerges well in the nation, I think a lot of issues we would be able to deal with, along with our input in the different aspects of education. But somewhere at individual effort, right at the school level, that decentralization which we're looking forward to, which will take care of the contextual demands across the nation. And that's how school leadership becomes even more important. So,
I know that the main focus of the study visit is around educational leadership. Is it also about, when we go back to India, and the challenges on attracting young people to school and then retaining them and within the school system for at least some kind of prolonged period of time? Is the focus also on the quality of teaching and learning, on the professionalism of teachers, or is the focus at the moment mostly on the quality of the school leader, as you say, and the locality understanding the specific needs?
Certainly the focus is on quality education or quality in teaching learning, but since again emphasizing, because as number of researchers we've been discussing since last 2 days with Graham, across the world have found out or has said that school leadership is the most important part that influences teaching learning process or learning of students. So similarly, we have also felt the based on the researches that we have in our country, that if teaching learning has to be improved somewhere, it's the school leadership that plays an important role in it. And that's how we feel that we need to work in this area even more, so that as to improve or reach to, apart from access and retention, quality education, if you want to achieve that, you need to begin with it. But since, as I mentioned, that scale is important in a country, it's a huge population. And therefore, access, yes, the first thing that you want to come up with. Retention, yes, the second one. Because there's also poverty issues, and lots of people in our tribal belt, children, we have child labor too. So we want them to be retained in the school, we want them to be learning first, then we would move ahead to quality. So parallelly, a lot of things have to go. Access also, retention also, quality education also. And that is how we look at school leadership. That would help us address a lot of these things put together.
So to the point, we are in a juncture where we need to make a national level program of school leadership. There has been some initiatives from different parts of the country in the recent past, maybe for the last 2 to 3 years. But there has not been a concerted effort to undertake a common leadership program for the heads of the school. Having known the importance of heads of the school and how they can make a difference in the lives of children for improving the learning level, and from the experience of other best practices such as Scotland and Finland and Australia, where our policymakers also had a visit to observe, we strongly feel we need to study the other best practices and see what the mistakes, what are the learnings that these countries have had when they have gone through the last, say, 10 years or 15 years, where they have been running this program. So So we don't want like to reinvent the wheel before we start the program. So we like to learn from them what are the good things that is working or not working. So that when we are trying to launch a national level leadership program for the schools, we will be in a better position and fast track some of the things for our betterment of our education in the country.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested when you're saying about a national program for school leaders. Graham will no doubt have spoken about developments in Scotland such as the Donaldson Report and the National Partnership Group, and obviously you can tell I'm interested in technology. One of the recommendations from Graham Donaldson, a former chief inspector in Scotland, was that a virtual college, an online college, should be set up now, setting aside the extent to which that's actually moved forward in Scotland. Is that something that's been looked at?
Yeah, online blended programs are being looked at in our country too. And perhaps that is something which would help us in reaching to the scale number of the school principals. If we have to come up with a school leadership program for all school principals across the country, it is online or blended learning, both with a mixture of face-to-face and online programs, has to come up.
It has actually taken away, you know, the leadership in education is resting somewhere else. That's the idea. You know, taking that idea and putting it in the school, you know, making everybody understand that education leadership will have to rest at the level of school. And this disconnect needs to be broken, you know, because the people who are really doing the ground level work in education are thinking that leadership is somewhere else. So it has to be brought into focus that leadership in education has to be in the school. And to steer that leadership, it is the headmaster or the head teacher or the principal of the school who has to take that leadership role and think that he or she is the person who has to lead this change. So once that shift happens, we are of the view that the quality of education and the learning levels of children will definitely improve on one hand, and several other issues which our issues today because of this disconnect will disappear from the system.
Just coming to the last 5 minutes or so, I'm just wondering, you mentioned, I wasn't aware that you've actually been here for a couple of days already. So bearing that in mind, what stands out for you so far? I'm unaware of to what extent you've been in schools or whether it's been talks with them or otherwise, but what has struck you so far about practices in Scotland or the policy or the research even that you've found out about so far?
I think the first thing that has struck is that the ability of the education system and the university here to think and rethink on the main issues, you know, the ability to see what is happening and to understand it in terms of, is it wrong, you know, are we doing something wrong, or how to move or shift from what we have been doing to something else. So the challenge that normally the people have is that you think that I'm doing everything right, so why should I listen to anybody else? So that we found is missing, you know, in fact, which is a very good thing. It's that in the 2 days of discussion, we have seen that not only the university here or the people with whom we have interacted are open to the ideas, and they are also looking at their own system in a very critical way and seeing it as an evolving kind of a thing, not as a fixed kind of a thing. And already this future of children report and Donaldson report and things like that are being discussed in the sense of the change that should happen. So it is that openness and that ability to, you know, look at yourself in a very critical manner that is very, very, very striking.
I think I really agree to what he mentioned. Like questioning every little thing, even the research, even the statements made by good leadership, I mean those who have worked in the area of leadership, you can question every little thing. That ability and that kind of thing would take any education system ahead. When you start questioning your own work, I think you are reflecting on it, and that would help you gradually improve on it. So whether it is on standards, like when we were discussing on standards today, Graham was mentioning that these are the new standards that have come up, and still we want that they need to improve over a period of time. They can't be the same. because we're changing and we need to improve on it. I think if the system goes with this, I mean, any system will progress and improve if you keep on changing it and reflecting it.
Anybody get any final comments from Anisha?
One comment, yes. Scotland is beautiful. Edinburgh is really a good city, and we are all very happy. Happy and delighted.
It's hospitality. It's very warm.
Some of us would say that Glasgow is even more hospitable, so you might want to head through there at some point. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Talk this evening. Again, I'll just say, if you're listening to this on a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, or whether you're listening to it at your own time, if you have any questions or comments for our guests, then just put something on Twitter, use the hashtag EduTalk, or email edutalk@hotmail.co.uk. and we'll pass them on. Details of next week's show are at edutalk.cc, or you can just Google Radio Edutalk and you'll get the full details, the full listings there. So thanks again to our guests from India, and best wishes for the rest of your stay in Scotland. And until next time, goodbye.
Thank you.